بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد One of the characteristics of النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم and as mentioned before too that the beauty of النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is that he was a human being just like us. So he went through situations or did things that all human beings need to do. And that is the hygiene of al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam constantly had a miswak on him. He was constantly, we can say, brushing his teeth. Some narrations come that before salah, that al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use miswak. The narrations are generally that I talk about before salah, they're actually pertaining to wudu. Meaning al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time he did wudu, he would use miswak. So every time al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making wudu, he would use miswak. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, that there was a miswak of al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right next to his bed. He had water and a miswak right next to his bed. So every time, whenever he would wake up, he would do miswak. Before he would pray salah, he would do miswak. Because he wants his mouth clean before he does the zikr of Allah. He wants his mouth clean before he does the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays we say so many dirty things. Our mouths say haram things and bad things and that same tongue is reciting Quran too. So the Prophet was constantly cleaning his teeth. Now obviously that is a spiritual reason of why he's doing this wrong. But also, it's also because he's going to be with his wives. He's going to be with his wives and obviously he might kiss them. So instead of having bad breath, or his breath is smelling, the Prophet would make sure that he had fresh breath and good breath. Another thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would constantly do, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I've never touched palms, I've never touched someone's hand that was softer than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His hands were as soft as silk. In other words, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took care of his body. Whatever we have to use nowadays, whether it's lotion or the shampoo, or I'm not saying go all out, at the level of makeup, yeah, I'm not saying that much, but I'm saying to an extent, take care of yourself. The normal daily routines and hygiene you should do, you should be good. In that same hadith, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he said, I've never smelled a fragrance or a smell better than the smell of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet was constantly making sure that he smelled good. He was constantly meeting people. Now, when we go out to meet people, we go to a public gathering, we might put on some cologne or some ittar. I'm not talking about that. That's important too. You want to smell good, you don't want to smell bad. Right? If your bread smells bad, or you ate onion or garlic, the narrations go that you shouldn't come to the masjid until you make that bad smell or odor go away. But I'm talking about at home. Making sure you smell good at home too. The wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are saying that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always smells good. How many of us, our wives, going to say, you always smell good? Every time you go out, you smell good. But at home, you never smell good. For me, you never smell good. We respond to our wives too. They only put on makeup and dress up to go to dawahs. They don't do it for us. But as the man, and for both the husbands and wife, we need to make sure we take care of each other's hygiene, but when it pertains to home too. Not just the outside. Put on some iftar, smell good, take a shower, put on some body. This is from amongst the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet was a human being like us. He would go through human being issues. Yes, he had a natural beauty, he had a natural scent that was given to him by Allah. But we have to put in a little bit of effort. So instead of trying to smell good, look fresh, feel fresh outside, we need to do the same thing inside. We need to make an effort to do it at home. We need to smell good at home. We need to take care of hygiene at home too. This is from amongst the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would constantly make sure that his breath smelled good and that his fragrance was good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst his righteous believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and the tawfiq and the divine ability to live our lives in accordance with the teachings of the Quran and the sunnah of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, alhamdulillah, we completed the 22nd juz, which means alhamdulillah, we have about 8 juz left, inshallah. And if anyone wants to keep up with us, we started Surah Yasin and we completed the 22nd juz, inshallah. JazakAllah khairan.